The quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as a gentle rain from heaven. And upon the place beneath, it is, twice blessed. It blesses the one that gives and the one that takes. It is an attribute to God himself. An earthly power does then show like God's when mercy seasons justice. That's from Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. It's the year of mercy. Mercy, compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. Jesus says in Matthew's Gospel, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." And when the Pharisees judged Jesus because he was eating with tax collectors and known sinners, he said, "Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not justice.'" Mercy, not sacrifice. And when his disciples were picking grains of wheat, and it happened to be a Sabbath, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes once again criticized them. And Jesus turned to them and said, "If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The lawyer comes to Jesus, and he says, "What is the greatest commandment?" And of course, he says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And then the lawyer said, "But who is my neighbor?" And Jesus gives the parable of the Samaritan. And he asks the question, which of these three in the story, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? And he answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said, "Go to him. Go and do likewise." In Ephesians, "But God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus." We pray at every Mass, at the end of the consecration, "Do this in memory of me." It's more than what I as a priest had the privilege to consecrate and to reenact in some way. It is, you are to do this in memory of me. You need to go out and show this mercy. And I end with this. From Philippians, this is our marching order. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for their own interest, but also everyone for those of others. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus. That is our goal. When we think of in his mercy, we think more than just going out and doing merciful things. We think about our attitude, about our minds. Do we think mercifully? Does mercy come out of us naturally because we are being of one mind and heart with Christ Jesus? God bless.